The Torah, as it begins, say the Dvarim, at the beginning of Parshas Dvarim, the Pasuk says, Hoyal Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah Hazoy Sleimar. Moshe Rabbeinu begins to repeat and review and explain all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. But the Sefer Marav Shamash asks that actually Moshe Rabbeinu does not begin saying any of the mitzvahs until the next week's Parshah, until Parshas V'Schanan. In this week's Parshah, Moshe Rabbeinu gives direction to Klal Yisrael, gives them rebuke for what they've done wrong. And why does the Pasuk, therefore, in this week's parasha, speak about Hoyal Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Hazoy Sleimar? So the Marav Shemesh explains, based on what he heard from the Chayzel Milublin, that if somebody learns Torah without first doing tshuva, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Nun, says, L'Rosha Amalekim, to the Rosha does Hashem say, Malacha L'Saper Chukai, what is the purpose of you speaking my mitzvahs? So Moshe Rabbeinu, as he knows that he's going to begin now Sefer Dvarim, where he's going to be teaching and reviewing all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, recognizes that before he can do so, he has to make sure that they're doing tshuva. He has to make sure that they are on the right path. And then, and only then, are they able to learn and understand the words of the Torah. However, although, as we just said from the Chayza, how critical it is to first somebody should do tshuva, first somebody should be on the right path before he teaches Torah, the Pasuk says, Ela mitzvahs at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, at the end of Parshas Matzai, Ela mitzvahs ha'shpatim asher tziva Hashem b'yad Moshe el b'nei Yisrael. And the Sifri asks, the Moshe v'chila in the snava Moshe el elu b'vad, v'aloi kosev kol ha'Torah kula. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't only speak about these mitzvahs, the entire Torah was given by Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Pasuk says, V'yichtav Moshe HaTorah Azois. So asks the Medrash, Ma tamalema ela advarim, why are these words singled out? Melamed shahayu divrei techachas. They were words of Musar, they were words of teaching them how to live, and that's why they're singled out. And the Medrash also mentions, the Pasuk says, in Mishlei, Ma peloshen eitz chayim. The words could sometimes heal one's lips. Ein Eitz Chaim El Torah. And says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, had speech difficulties. Moshe Rabbeinu says about himself, Lo Ish Dvarim Anoichi. I'm not a man of words. But now, the parsha begins, Ela Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a man of words. And the Medrash is saying, what healed him? The fact that he learned and taught Torah. But if that's the case, he did so for all 40 years that they were in Midbar Sinai. Why is he only recognized that he's healed at this point, at the end of his time, at the Parshas begin Sefer Dvarim, Sefer Mishnah Torah? So the Sefer Ginzi Yisrael explains that the Torah is trying to teach us that although, as we mentioned a moment ago, how critical it is for a leader and for a teacher to give words of Musar, it is important to know how to give those words of Musar. And he explains from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who said it in the name of the Baal Shem, the way a person is able to influence others, a person should learn Torah. A person should do mitzvahs. And when a person learns Torah and a person does mitzvahs, his behavior is the biggest musar. His behavior is the best way to how to influence other people. The Gemara Masechta Erech and Tez Zayin on Mabez teaches us, Omer Rav Tarfon, Tamani im yesh bedar hazeh shmish yochel achiyach. He says, I wonder if there's anyone who could give proper words of influence in this world. Im Omar, and if somebody says, Tol kisa mi b'nei necha, take the stick that you stole away from yourself. I'm like, tol karmen ben enecha. So you give back the beam that you stole. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, tamanim yesh bedar zeh mishe dey lechiach. The Gemara is a difficult Gemara to understand. What's this debate? Give back the stick, give back the beam. And what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah add by saying, tamanim yesh bedar zeh mishe dey lechiach? So he explains that what happened was that they used to think that the proper way of giving admonition is by saying to the person explicitly, this is what you did. So he says, that's not the proper way. And if at the beginning when you speak to the person and you say, why'd you do the small sin? It can only turn into a bigger sin if you focus on the negative, if you focus on the wrong. And that's why he says, if you start with a stick, you'll end with a beam. And that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Tamani, if this is the result of this kind of speaking, Tamani, Im yesh bedar zeh mishe yedei lechiach. I wonder if anybody knows how to give proper advice and proper words of how to live your life. And that's what the Gemara says, he explains in Masechta Shabbos. Daf yud kuf yud tes amud beis. Amar b'chanina lechav Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was destroyed. El b'shvil shloichichu zeh zeh. Because they didn't tell one or the other when they did something wrong. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Eicha, hayu sorea ke'elim le'motza mira. The people in those days, the leaders, were like deer. Says the Medrash, Ma'ayil seh, Roy shel shelzeh, B'tzad samva shelzeh. The deer walk one animal right behind the other animal. Af Yisrael sheba'ayis ador, kof shepaneim b'karka. The people of that generation put their heads in the sand. V'lo'ichichu zeuzu. They didn't say anything to each other. Continues the Braisa. Amar Yehuda, L'chav Yerushalayim el shebizabot talmidei chachamim. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they insulted and embarrassed Talmid Chachamim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'yiu malivim malachei alakim aboizim dvarav." They embarrassed, they ridiculed the malachei alakim, the Talmid Chachamim. So explains the Ginz Yisrael. What the mistake that they made was that they should, instead of influencing one the other by speaking to, showing them by example how to live, what they did was they just spoke negative. They pointed out all of their failings. And when people point out the other's failings, they put their heads to the ground. And moreover, they begin to rebel and not accept what the Talmid Chachamim, what the leadership have to say to them. And that's what the Gemara says. They were like the animals with their heads in the ground. They were people who were embarrassing the Talmid Chachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Medrash, begins say the Dvarim, ends Sefer Bamidbar by saying, I now have to give Klal Yisrael Musar, but I'm going to give Musar in a proper way. The way I'm going to give Musar is by teaching them what is the way a Jew is supposed to live. By showing them how is the way a Jew is supposed to live. And by doing so, Ma'apir Dvarim, that will be Lashon Etz Chaim, then my tongue will be, the fact that I can't speak won't be a factor. Because it's only a factor if I'm saying speeches. But it's not a factor if I'm leading by example. And therefore, as say the Devarim begins, and Moshe Rabbeinu starts thinking about how he's going to be leaving Klal Yisrael, he wants to leave them with a lasting impression. And the Devarim, the words that he says, aren't what's important. It's the way he lives what's important. And therefore, speech defects are not important. And everything else is not important. Living by example, and living with showing people with love and by example is the way we will create and influence that all of Klal Yisrael will learn Torah and do mitzvahs.